Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, one of my heroes, Camden Fine. Cam Fine is the president and the CEO of Independent Community Bankers of America. Independent Community Bankers of America. Folks, if you drive around town and you see something that says First National or State National or some local name, the Patuxent Community Bank or anything that sounds like that, that means it was probably founded by local people, is run by local people, and the loan committee is a bunch of local people. And they run the business. They run that bank on Main Street just like your business does. They're there for you. And if you're a small business, you must have one, probably, in my opinion, your lead bank must be an independent community bank. Cam, if it weren't for an independent community bank more than 20 years ago, believing in me, I wouldn't be here today doing what I'm doing.
Well, that story can be repeated across America, Jim.
Yes.
As you know, 60% of all small business loans are made by community banks, even though community banks only hold about 19% of the banking assets in this nation, and the too-big-to-fail banks own the rest. But we make 60% of the small business loans. The too-big-to-fail banks have a different business model. They're all about transactions and digital throughput and London Whale and casino banking activities. Community banks are about relationship banking. They're about looking their customer in the eye, across the desk, and trying to help local people. It's local people helping local people.
And I'll tell you something else, Cam. The big banks only want the cherry picking of small businesses.
Oh, yes,
they only want the creme de la creme, the very best people. They only want the very best. And I'll tell you something, Cam. I'm one of those people right now. I'm a cherry. They would like to have my business. But for a lot of years, while I was trying to dig my business out of the dirt, having started with nothing, I wasn't. And if it had required me to go to a big bank to get them to believe in me, I would not have made it. But an independent bank loaned money to me when I'm not sure I would loan money to me.
Well, that's what community bankers do. You know, they support their local communities. They take a chance on borrowers because they know those borrowers. It's not just a number on a page.
Right.
They look at that borrower in the eyes, and they know that borrower's character.
That's right. And there's no, let me tell you something, folks. The big banks use credit scoring. And I talked to independent banks, Cam, and I asked them how many of them use credit scoring. And I'm going to say about 10% of them do. And then when I say, how many of you use that to make your decision, and none of them do.
Right, right. That's exactly right. I was a community banker for 25 years. I can tell you that what I went on was character, and I went on gut feel a lot. And I went on, I know this person, and I know this person's going to pay me back, and maybe he doesn't look all that good on paper, but he's got the character to pay me back, and I'm going to take a chance on this person.
Well, my bank started me out small. They said, let's start out small. Let's grow into it. They literally helped me grow my business by helping me manage my credit.
Absolutely, and that's what a community banker does. It's a relationship by relationship business. It's a Wonderful Life type
that's right.
relationship.
George Bailey at the home and loan or whatever.
The Bedford Falls building
Falls.
And loan.
There you go, folks. Let me tell you, folks. Cam is right. Those kinds of if that sweet little story about that sweet little bank at Bedford Falls, if you like that story, that's going on right now on Main Street.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it goes on across America every single day. And as I've told my bankers, the one part of the financial system that worked like it should work during that horrible recession, where $9 trillion worth of household income was wiped out, mainly by the too-big-to-fail banks. The only part that worked was the community banking industry.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. They never missed a beat.
They never missed a beat. Every single day, that local bank owner got up, unlocked his doors, and welcomed his customers into his bank.
Yep.
And that happens every single day. And they had to weather that storm, and now they're being crushed by regulations that were passed meant to deal with those mega banks. And they're mad as hell, and they want too big to fail to end.
That's exactly right, folks. We've got to stop that. Check out that Senate bill, folks. What's the number of that bill again, Cam?
Senate Bill 798, the Brown-Vitter bill.
Check it out, folks. Thanks for being here, Cam. Good job today. Keep up the fight. See you next time. Cam Fine, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.